Life is inherently risky. Going after your dreams is inherently risky. But if you don't start taking risks, you are taking the risk of being more and more miserable, of missing out on your purpose, of not experiencing what life actually is meant for. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. It is astounding the things that I will fit in between calls, in between life, all the things that I enjoy rather than the things I need to do. Meaning, isn't it just insane how much you can fit in checking Instagram, checking your DMs, checking your emails? Like, we can always fit these little things in, or, oh my God, how did I end up shopping online right now in this little pocket of my day? And it's important to remember, like, we can actually be using some of those pockets for inspiration, for learning, for getting ahead in something that we want to get ahead on. But we can't do that until we have awareness. And awareness is so fun, isn't it? Because we can sit right now while you're listening to this, or maybe you're walking and you're like, oh my God, I am spending so much time doing things that don't actually move me forward, but just kind of make me feel busy. And I was at one of the most incredible events of my life. I'm actually going to do a full podcast on it, a full download for you guys, because I don't even want to get into it because I can't do it justice. Like, that's how amazing this was. With some of the most incredible authors, thought leaders, business owners, celebrities, just that moment where I'm like, how did I even get in this room? And one of the ways how I got in that room was because I started to expand my risk tolerance. I started to do a lot of things that scared me. And I just thought it was so fitting when I started to think about how in the heck did I wind up here? Like, it's still a mystery to me. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, there's definitely a lot of things that I've done consistently and shown up for and done scary things consistently. And life is inherently risky. Going after your dreams is inherently risky. But if you don't start taking risks, you are taking the risk of being more and more miserable, of missing out on your purpose, of not experiencing what life actually is meant for. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, you are meant to do impactful things. You're meant to do things that you enjoy. You are meant to do something that becomes a movement. You're meant to do something that you can't even imagine makes you feel a way that you can't even fathom right now. Hey y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that
no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brendon Burchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed.
So while I was in this event, Tom Bilyeu, you said a quote that, and you guys, he does impact theory. If you haven't heard that YouTube show and podcast, it's so incredibly good. He's like, oh my God, every time he opened his mouth, I was like, how is one human this smart? And I just love the wisdom that he gives. And he said a quote, I'm not sure if it was his or someone else's, but he said, those with the strongest home life take the biggest risks. And I thought of that as, if you heard that and you're like, well, dang, I don't have a strong home life, so I'm screwed. Don't think of it that way. It just means those with the strongest connections, those with the strongest network, those with the strongest friendships. You can have any of those and you will be able to take bigger risks. And here's why. It's because those of us who have taken the time to create these relationships or family relationships or deepen these places where we feel understood finally for once in our life, where we feel like no matter what happens, we'll be loved and accepted. When you have that, that is when it makes it okay to fail. It makes it okay to fail. Doesn't mean you want to. But it means that if you fail in what you're doing, you're not failing in your relationships. You might feel like you're disappointing people, but I promise you, if you spend as much time cultivating these friendships and these networks, which by the way, they're small. I'm sure everyone in that room, and I know all of the people that I'm close to who are successful, their inner circle is small because in order to go deep, it takes time. It takes time to go on, you know, 3-day trips a couple times a year in order to really lock in those relationships. It takes time to get on Zooms to really secure those friendships. It takes time to voice note once or twice a week just to say, hey, I'm thinking of you. Is there anything that you need? It takes time to get on an hour call every other week to say, what do you need? Can I share where I'm at vulnerably so that we can connect? And you guys know that you can't connect without you sharing vulnerably. So I used to think that connection meant like, oh, I'll just listen and help people. And I feel like I'm connecting. I feel like I have these friends. But it wasn't until I really shared where I was vulnerably, you know, if you've ever read or listened to any of Brené Brown's work, that is truly how connection is made. It's when two parties share vulnerably and listen and say, I see you. It doesn't even mean, oh, I have the wisdom to solve your problem, or, oh my God, I don't know how to solve their problems. That's not it. It's, I hear you, I see you, I'm sitting with you. And when we have these relationships, it doesn't matter if it's your home life, doesn't matter if it's a deep business partnership. When you have this, you feel like you can take bigger risks. And when I think about how I got in that room, it's because I am willing to take risks, but it wasn't until I really started to deepen and secure these relationships where even when I failed, I would go to these groups, go to these friends and say, man, I'm spiraling. I freaking failed. I did something that I feel so stupid about. I said something that I feel so ashamed about. Can I talk to you about it? Like, I need to process. And as soon as you get through with it, it's like, okay, you can forgive yourself, pick yourself up, and move on. So as much as you're going for your dream, I want you to make sure that you are putting as much time into these relationships or you will hit a ceiling. You'll hit a risk tolerance. You'll run into your fear because you won't feel like you can take that leap because they are your safety net. And you're not going to go on that crazy ass trapeze ride without knowing that that net is as secure as possible. It doesn't mean you're not going to fall. It means you've got the safety net. So you guys, as you're building, I want you to think about the things that you need in place to be able to feel like you can get up on that trapeze and perform and fall and let it be okay. So I'm sending you guys so much love. So grateful for you always. Start thinking about how you can deepen some connections and relationships or find these people. Get vulnerable, ask them, to get together on a call once a month for an hour. Ask some people that you know of or some acquaintances in your space to go on a weekend trip somewhere or get together for a dinner once a month that you host or you all pitch in on. This is the only way. And if you're not doing it, you're not going to get to where you want to go because you're going to hit that ceiling and you're going to be lonely and no one is going to be there to pick you up or hold you accountable. I don't know how else to tell you that your relationships are some of the most important factors of you going to where you want to go. And it's just fear holding you back. It's just fear of rejection. And if you can't handle the fear of rejection of friends, you're not going to be able to handle the rejection that's about to come in your business because it's 95% rejection, you guys, and 5% yeses. So get used to it. And I say it in the best way, like get excited that you're becoming the person that even though it hurts and it sucks and you're like, God, this is not fun, that you do it again. So be more excited about the title of overcomer than the title of I get rejected, right? Focus on a compelling future. Focus on the title I'm an overcomer over anything, be an overcomer. Focus on that word, no other words, and watch how this is going to help you get to where you want to go. Sending you guys so much love. I'm so grateful for you. You guys, I'm teaching the Growth Day app once a month. I'm having the best time ever. 45-minute keynotes along with this is the spot that I use every day. I journal every single day of my life in the Growth Day app. It's the first time that I have stuck to journaling ever. And I've realized that it's because it is not a paper book that I have to carry with me everywhere. And if I forgot in the morning, I'm like, well, shit, it's in my drawer. I'm not going to go and do that. It's at home or it's across the house. You guys, these little things keep me from doing it. And now it's always on my phone, which unfortunately and fortunately is always with me. So I can just pick it up and go, you know what? 2 minutes, I'm going to journal. I'm going to set my intention. I'm going to write in there what I want to manifest for the day, the week, whatever. There are prompts in there if you don't know what to write. So it helps you with that. So not only do you get access to amazing teachers, you get the Daily Fire from Brendan Burchard. It's a daily podcast, like literally what he's thinking and doing to motivate right now. I listened to one this morning. It was incredible on going for your dream. And it is the one-stop shop, you guys. So Chris and I are obsessed with this app. Go to the Growth Day app. It's in the show notes. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.